From the Heart, April 29. The Unjust Judge. Though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. In this parable, Christ draws a sharp contrast between the unjust judge and God. The judge, though fearing neither God nor man, listened to the widow because of her constant petitions. Although his heart remained like ice, yet the widow's persistence resulted in her success. He avenged her, though he felt no pity or compassion for her, though her misery was nothing to him. And the Lord said, "Hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily." The judge yielded to the widow's request merely because of selfishness, that he might be relieved of her persistence. How different is God's attitude in regard to prayer! Our Heavenly Father may not seem to respond immediately to the prayers and appeals of His people, but He never turns from them indifferently. In this parable, and the parable of the man rising at midnight to supply his friend's necessity, that the friend might minister to a needy, wayfaring man, we are taught that God hears our prayers. Too often we think that our petitions are unheard, and we cherish unbelief, distrusting God when we should claim the promise, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." What is prayer? Merely the presentation of our soul hunger? No, the presentation of our perplexities and necessities, and of our need of God's help against our adversary, the devil. Prayer is to be offered for the preservation of life, for the preservation of every power and faculty, that we may render the highest service to our Maker. The just judge repulses no one who comes to him in contrition. He has more pleasure in his church, struggling with temptation here below, than in the imposing host of angels that surround his throne. Not one sincere prayer is lost. Amid the anthems of the celestial choir, God hears the cries of the weakest human being. You who feel most unworthy, commit your case to Him, for His ears are open to your cry. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things?